الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم، وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة، واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers, and also those listening over receivers, it is only the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find ourselves witnessing yet another Islamic year, 1428. Why we say it is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we find that if we look around us, then something which we have no certainty with regard to is life. We have absolutely no guarantee whether we will see another Jum'ah, whether we will see another Ramadan, whether we will see another year. So therefore it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have witnessed yet another Islamic year. And this is a reality which shaitan sometimes makes us become oblivious with regards to, and that is our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an al-Kareem, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمَ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. We find that shaitan and this world that surrounds us, it deceives us and brings us into oblivion about the reality of life. And our reality in this world is that we have to work and we have to appreciate every moment and every second which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. If we realize that we have no guarantee whether we will see another Jum'ah, then this Jum'ah we will really value it. If we were told that you have just 3 more days in this world, doctors say you have 3 more days to live, then this person who has a spark of Iman will realize now that he has to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the 3 days that he has to make close contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has to try and build his akhirah. So therefore shaitan deceives us. And normally what he says, especially to a young person, that you are still young, when you become old then you will change. But yet we know it's a reality that very few people are living till old age. As Hazrat always mentions, that many years ago an undertaker mentioned to Hazrat that majority of the deaths, or 60% of the deaths of people under the age of 30 years old. So this is a reality that we do not know, we have absolutely no guarantee whether we will see old age. So shaitan will say that you have still a long time to live. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentions that people say that, or he says that he mentions to people that it is time to change. So a person said, I'm not ready for change now. So he says, when will you be ready? Before death or after death? So a person says, no, definitely before death. So when is that death? We have absolutely no guarantee. Therefore the time for change is now. The time for action is now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with an opportunity to witness yet another Islamic month, the first of which is the month of Muharram. And we know a year in and year out we hear with regards to the virtue and the fadail of the month of Muharram, that this is a very blessed and a sacred month. And look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity. Every week the day of Jum'ah comes, it is nothing for repentance and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive His servants. The month of Ramadan is for nothing but the forgiveness of His servants. If you look at Laylatul Qadr, it's for forgiveness. If you look at Laylatul Bara, it's for forgiveness. And look at the month of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercy descends. In Hadith Sharif is mentioned that person who fasts on the 10th of Muharram, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his past sins for the previous year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving His servants an opportunity to turn towards Him. It is now for us to realize and to take advantage of this opportunity. So we all know that the Islamic calendar was initiated by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu from the time of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, the first month of the Islamic calendar is the month of Muharram. However, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after consulting with the Sahaba ikram, decided that the Islamic calendar will be initiated from the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Medina Sharif. Some Sahaba ikram gave the opinion and the mashura that the calendar, Islamic calendar, should be initiated from the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For after all, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very, very great event. And what could be a greater event than the birth of the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after which all darkness vanished and today we have Iman. However, the far-sightedness of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, we know, is very, very, very well known. And he realized that if we are going to initiate the calendar with the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will become nothing but a celebration. But rather, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu chose to initiate the Islamic calendar with the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we analyze the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the migration of the Sahaba ikram, it was nothing but struggle and sacrifice. Sahaba ikram had to leave behind their wealth, they had to leave behind their families, they had to leave behind their homes and their properties, and they had to leave behind their beloved city, Makkah al-Mukarramah, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that we love you, O Makkah. If it was not for our people, we would never have left you. But yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to sacrifice all this to uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, every year, it is reminding us that in every Muslim's life, there is a definite struggle and sacrifice. In the environment that we are living, especially in today's environment, we have to sacrifice, we have to struggle. And our true hijrah is that hijrah that we make, and hijrah, we migrate from sins. We migrate from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We distance ourselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we go towards the obedience and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our hijrah. So we are reminding ourselves every year of the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the struggle and sacrifice that each and every one of us have to make in our lives. A person is walking in the marketplace or in the shopping centers, then there is a struggle, the temptation is there, but he has to sacrifice and struggle his evil desires. A person to uphold his Islamic identity, there is a sacrifice, there is a struggle, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become extremely pleased. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu initiated the calendar with the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know from the calendar, Islamic calendar, the first month is the month of Muharram. Now this month of Muharram is a very blessed and sacred month. And the sacredness of this month of Muharram was chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the creation of the heavens and earth already. So the month of Muharram was a sacred month before the creation of the entire world and everything. Therefore, the month of Muharram achieved its sacredness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not because of any event which took place in the month of Muharram. So therefore, if we look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are four months which are sacred: the month of Rajab, the month of Dhul Qa'dah, the month of Dhul Hijjah, and the month of Muharram. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who had selected and chosen these months. Another important lesson which we derive from this year is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who selects and chooses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, that these are the anbiya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given rank and status to some over the others. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ, that Allah or your Lord is the one who creates what He desires or as He pleases, and He is the one who selects and chooses. So if we will realize this important aspect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who selects and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses, then we will save ourselves from depression, number one, and we will save ourselves from hasad and jealousy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses, and every action or every decision which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever be devoid of wisdom. An Arabic saying is that فِعْلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُو مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ, the actions of a wise person is never devoid of wisdom. A person who has wisdom, has intelligence, then every action that he does will have some wisdom or some motive which is full of wisdom behind it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, every single decision and every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and every selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is some hidden wisdom even though we may not understand it. So if a person realizes this, he will become happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in whichever decision, in whichever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps me in, whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for me, that is the best decision. As Maulana mentioned last night also, that every single thing which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of khair and full of hikmah. There was one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had made preparation to undertake a journey, and many of his close friends and associates wanted to travel with him. However, as he was leaving his home in those days, the door frames were very, very low. So as he was leaving the house, he banged his head hard on the door frame, because of which the pain was so severe that he was forced to lie down and cancel the entire trip. But when he bumped his head, he said, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. In other words, he was happy with the decision and whatever came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later it was discovered that along the route that this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to travel, there were some enemies of his waiting to assassinate him. So outwardly it may have seemed that this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to undergo some pain, some difficulty. However, there was some wisdom and some hikmah behind it. So therefore every decision which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided it is not because of our negligence or because of our sins, a person, he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then he suffers ill health. Despite medication, he still has to undergo great pain. But he is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this person, although he will experience pain, but he will not suffer depression. Why? Because he knows that this is the decision of my Allah, and everything which comes from Allah is full of hikmah and full of wisdom. And a person will also be saved from hasad and from jealousy. If a person realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who selects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives rank, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who removes rank, then a person will never become angry with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he will not be angry. Because the reality of hasad and the reality of jealousy is that a person is angry with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person sees his neighbor or sees somebody else with wealth or with a good car, so inside he begins to burn. He becomes very, very angry. Why this person has this wealth? Why this person has this good car? And deep down in his heart, he has this desire that I hope he loses his car. I hope he loses his wealth. This is the reality of hasad and jealousy. That a person, together with burning inside, he also has a desire that that ni'mat, that bounty must be snatched away from that person. So as it always mentions the poetry of Shah Ahmed Saab, hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe ho? That why are you burning in the fire of hasad? Because hasad, that's the reality. A person is burning inside. Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? Why are you walking towards the fire of Jahannam? Because a person who has hasad and jealousy, in reality he is walking towards the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Sassam mentions in the hadith that hasad and jealousy devours hasanat, just like how devours the good deeds, just like how fire devours dry wood. So a person is devouring all his good deeds and he will end up in the fire of Jahannam. Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz, Are you angry with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom knows why He has given this person honor, why He has given this person wealth, why He has given this person respect. We should be happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another important lesson that we learn from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from amongst all the Islamic months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given rank to certain months over the others. So this month of Muharram, Hadith Sharif mentions that every single day in this month of Muharram, to this effect, that a person who fasts in the month of Muharram, then after the month of Ramadan, the best fast is the fast of Muharram. Similarly, if a person fasts on the 10th of Muharram, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the sins of his previous year, of the previous year, will be forgiven. Ulama have elaborated and explained that this refers to the minor sins. With regards to major sins, a person has to make tawbah, sincere repentance. And if it involves the rights of any person, then he has to fulfill that person's rights. Another important lesson in the month of Muharram is that we know that before the month of Ramadan became obligatory, the fasting in the month of Ramadan became obligatory and farz, then it was compulsory for the Sahaba Ikram and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to fast on the 10th of Muharram. However, once the month of Ramadan became compulsory and obligatory, then this fast of Muharram became sunnah. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Madinah Sharif, he found that the Jews were also honoring this day, the 10th of Muharram, and they also used to fast, observe a fast. When he asked the reason, the explanation that was given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was that the Jews say that Musa Alayhi Salam was saved from the clutches of Fir'aun on the 10th of Muharram. He crossed the Red Sea on the 10th of Muharram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned Fir'aun along with his army on the 10th of Muharram. So therefore, in honor of this and in appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jews used to fast on this day. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that if I'm alive the following year, then I will fast on the 9th and 10th. Ulama kiram have explained the reason for this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to oppose the Jews. And we will find this very, very clear in the deen of Islam. And the reason for this is that Islam, the deen of Islam, has its unique, complete identity. We have our own identity, we have our own culture, we have our own customs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected this deen of Islam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that today I have perfected your religion, and I, O Muhammad, I have completed my favors upon you, and I am pleased with Islam as your deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected the deen of Islam. Therefore, our culture and our ways and our dress code is the perfect way. We have our own identity. There is no need for us to imitate or to mimic or to copy the ways and the cultures of others, especially those who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see clearly in this Ashura that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to oppose the Jews. And similarly, if we look at our salah, that a person is not permitted to perform salah when the sun is rising, neither is allowed to perform the salah at zawal, and neither is allowed to perform salah at the time when the sun is setting. The reason for this is those people who worship the sun, then these are the three times when they worship the sun. So in order that we do not imitate, there is no similarity between us and those people who worship the sun, and therefore it is not permitted for us to perform salah these three times. So we see clearly that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want us to adopt the ways of those people who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever imitates a people, then he will be from amongst those people. Therefore we find that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect way, it is the perfect religion, and we have our own identity. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, let us take a lesson from this Muharram, that number one, we will be pleased with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two, we will adopt our own Islamic identity. There is no need for us to suffer from any inferiority complex or to have an apologetic attitude. Alhamdulillah, the deen of Islam is the best way. The Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best Sharia. If we look at the culture and we analyze the cultures and the ways of those people who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see so much deficiency, deficiency upon deficiency. Look at their dress code. The purpose of dress is to cover the body. But today the fashion is that the more a person reveals of his body, the better. So we look at the culture and the way, there is nothing but deficiency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect deen, therefore let us adopt this deen. And now that we are in this month of Muharram, let us value every moment of this month. And the 10th of Muharram is coming, inshallah bayanat will be given on the virtues of Muharram. Let us participate in these programs, keep ourselves in good environments and good company. This will make it much easier for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulty, the suffering of the entire ummah and the entire mankind at large. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.